Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Since LeBron James announced that he is committing to Michigan State. But it was interesting when he announced it, he said, "I don't know what the future holds, but I am committing to Michigan State." Now, what that means is, I don't know if I'm actually going to go to college, but if I do go to college, then I'm going to play for Michigan State, which I believe is interesting at Peach Jam last year. And by the way, I know this kid's getting a lot of attention, and there's a lot of people listening right now who had maybe never heard his name before this afternoon. He's the real deal, man. He reminds me of LeBron James in this way. First off, people were comparing him to LeBron James all day today. He's only compared to LeBron James in the sense that he's the best prospect since LeBron James. If you're looking for style of play, like when you watch him, who does he remind you of? That's Kevin Durant. Long shot creator, shot maker, plays on the perimeter, really skilled, long guy. When I saw him at Peach Jam last year, there were almost no college coaches going to his games. Because 2022 was supposed to be the year the one-and-done rule was eliminated. So, like, Tom Izzo was there because he's an in-state kid. But, like, John Calipari was not watching Amani Bates. Mike Krzyzewski was not watching Amani Bates because it was like, he's not going to college. This kid could go to the NBA right now. That might be an overstatement, but you get the point. Well, now, the one-and-done rule appears going to still be in place in 2022. So Michigan State won't be competing against the NBA draft. They'll be competing against the G League program or overseas opportunities. And the reason they might really have a chance to get him on campus is because the name, image, and likeness rule should be in place by then. And Amani Bates might be able to make millions of dollars playing basketball at Michigan State. Interesting. So right now, a player like Amani Bates, you are asking them to choose between the G League program, you know, several hundred thousand dollars, or come to college for a scholarship and a cost of attendance stipend. By the time Amani Bates gets to college, he will be picking between, presumably, several hundred thousand dollars from the G League program or millions of dollars to play college basketball and profit off of your name, image, and likeness. And so you'd have asked me last summer, do I think Amani Bates ever plays college basketball? I'd have said, no, probably not. But as far as we've come with name, image, and likeness rights, given that they should be in place by then, I think it's probably, I'd put it at like 75%. He is actually a college basketball player, and if so, he'll be a star because I'm not exaggerating here. You could take him as a 16-year-old right now, put him in a college basketball game, he'd be just fine.
Story number four.
Dustin Johnson won yesterday the Travelers Championship up in Connecticut. He closed with a 367, got a one-stroke victory over Kevin Streelman, and he was... It extended his career-long season victory streak to 13. So he's won 21 times now on the PGA Tour, which is really getting into all-time great status. And he's still a young guy in incredible shape. But what was most interesting is afterward he was asked about, you know, coming to Memphis and playing late in July. And he said, what we all know, probably going to be a little warm, but he is looking forward to getting here. And so, yeah, it was just good to hear. We assume the best players in the world are going to be here. Now that it is a WGC event, but you still never know till they say it for sure. And Dustin Johnson was on record. He's looking forward to being back here. And, you know, I was out there last week at Southwind playing on like Wednesday, I think. And they're starting to set up, you know, all of the structures for fans. You know, the big structure you see right behind the 18th green. Like that one's already up and they were in the process of setting up the rest. But they have no idea if they're going to be able to have fans yet. I mean, they just don't know. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not optimistic. And so on one hand, it would stink if Tiger Woods comes here for the first time ever and fans aren't allowed to go, or even a limited number of fans are only allowed to go. But I started thinking about it selfishly from like a media perspective. Dude, how often do you get to walk an empty course with Tiger Woods? Like a media member could do that in theory. So I'm kind of looking forward to it no matter what.
Interesting.
And if it's not Tiger Woods, then it's Dustin Johnson or Roy McIlroy or whomever. Like the media members, if you get credentialed, you really might have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity out at Southwind. You could walk an empty course, 18 holes, with the best golfers in the world, maybe even Tiger Woods. And so I hope for the sake of the event that fans are allowed in, but even if they're not, it should be a neat little experience from a media perspective. And then if nothing else, we know for sure, according to Dustin Johnson, Dustin Johnson is going to be here. Be back with Jeff Calkins next.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it, you'll love it, then you'll get it again. Stacks has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open again and treating patients right now. And yes, they're taking precautions and following the guidelines recommended by the American Dental Association, the CDC, and the Tennessee Board of Dentistry. They have proper PPE for the team members. They are pre-screening patients the day before their appointments by phone and again in their cars before each appointment. They'll have somebody check your temperature before you enter the clinical area. Sanitizers are all over the place. They have a cleaning crew every afternoon to clean, spray, and wipe the entire office, and they are limiting the number of people in waiting rooms and clinical areas. So if you need to make an appointment, you can. So you should. The number is 901-309-1333. That's 309-1333. The Smile Center. It's open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can check them on the web at smilecentermemphis.com.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
I wonder if the awful of holes.
Office Park on the web, CooperSystems.com. You're in the market for a computer, either because you just need a new one, or maybe you're working from home in ways that you never thought you would. You don't have your office computer with you, so you need a nice machine in your residence. They can help you. 360-9679, 360-9679. What you're going to do is call that number, 360-9679. Get in touch with Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, or anybody working at Cooper Systems, but you could probably get Lee or Lauren. They're there. And just tell them what it is you need a computer to do. Like if you're making music videos, that's one kind of machine. You're going to have to spend some money to make it quality enough. But if you're just messing around on Facebook, YouTube, surfing the web, sending emails, you don't need to go spend $2,000 on a computer. I mean, you can, but it's unnecessary based on what you use a computer to do. At Cooper Systems, that's the great thing. No matter what you use a computer to do, they got something that's better suited for you. And if it's better suited for you, it's going to be better price for you because it'll be able to do everything you need it to do and you won't waste money on a bunch of stuff that you're never going to use. 360-9679, 360-9679, Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist. Daily Memphian, hosts the Jeff Carter Show weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now, Jeff Calkins. How's Michigan?
Oh, it's great, GP. I appreciate you asking. Gorgeous day here on the lake. Fantastic.
Everybody still healthy?
So we don't have many people gathered yet. So, everyone, you know, I don't think you really know that you had a bad COVID outbreak until after the fact. Yeah. Like, oh, man, that was an unfortunate gathering of people, right? So we're hoping that we don't, you know, that we don't have any massive COVID outbreak. But thank you for asking.
Yeah, I'm just concerned. I'll ask again tomorrow.
We should get one of those little thermometers where people, before they come into the house, you point the little dot at their head and you blast them and see what the, how many times have you had that done to you? Before you've walked into an establishment, someone has pointed at your head and taking your temperature.
Once.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, once. Last week, we had little Lou in swim lessons. And it was like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Friday is show day where you show your parents all of the great swimming stuff you learned. And, you know, we've done this before. Oliver did them last summer. Oliver did them again, like took a strokes class last week as well. But under normal circumstances, it's like you can bring mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. This time they limited it to one parent for each child.
It was an indoor pool, I take it.
No. Outdoor.
Really?
Yes.
Outdoor. One parent each child, yeah.
Yeah, okay. one parent each child. But before each child went in each day, they had to get zapped in the head, temperature taken. And then before I went in on Friday, I had to get my head zapped.
How did you rate over Kelly?
How did I get to go instead
of... Why did you get to go see what he learned as opposed to Kelly? Why are you the parent who gets to go watch him show his stroke?
If I'm being completely transparent, here is why. I was off work last week. And I needed Kelly for an appointment at the house. I needed her to be home at 3:00. And so she was initially going to take the boys in the morning and then work the rest of the afternoon at the store. And I said, but I need you home at 3:00. And she said, well, then you take the boys in the morning and then I'll work all morning and then I'll come home at 3:00. So really it was just based on convenience of our schedules. But if your next question was, well, then was she there at 3:00 like she was supposed to be?
I wasn't going to ask that follow-up. I just would have assumed she would have been. Yeah.
Don't ever assume that. Don't ever assume she is.
She wasn't there. So what happened? Who was there at 3:00?
It was a flooring person.
And it was just you.
Yeah, and I'm not equipped to make decisions on stuff. You know, like I'm not allowed to make big decisions about our house. But who's supposed to make them if I'm the only person there?
Let me ask you this: is it because you're not allowed, or because you're not? Because you don't have the ability to make them, or you don't have the authority to make them. Listen, I have the authority to make decisions on my house because no one else lives there.
Right.
But I don't have the ability. Do you have the ability, but just not the authority?
I don't feel like I have the ability or the authority.
Or the authority.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I just feel like I can.
I would think you would have I would think on flooring you would have a really strong opinion on flooring. You strike me as a guy who would have a flooring opinion.
Here's the history of our home. I have a strong opinion about everything. All right. Everything. A new lamp. I have a strong opinion about it. And what happens? And I can acknowledge this. This is one of my issues. My initial reaction to anything different is negative. And then 2 weeks later, I actually like it. Or at the very least, I don't mind it at all. Like, Kelly's very good at that kind of stuff. I'm not. But my initial reaction to everything, which is why I try to just... my initial reaction to everything is, I don't like this. This is not what I would have done. But then after a while, when people walk into the house and they go, oh, that's amazing. You know, people like it.
It's really the story of your marriage.
It's the same thing. There's a pattern here. There's a pattern here.
Exactly, right.
And so I have convinced myself over the years that, and it took a while, but I convinced myself that I let her make all those decisions because I know she's better at it than I am. And even if I think I don't like something initially, what history tells me is I'll come around. It just might take me an outburst or two. So I needed her there. Yeah, here's what I said. I said, hey, by the way, don't just come home at 3:00. Because, like, if the guy's running late, then there's no sense in you being here. Like, stay there as long as you can stay there, and I'll text you when he's on his way. So I text the guy, say, hey, you text me when you're on your way, then I'll text her, and it'll be perfect. The store's 12 minutes from our house. So I said, I text the guy. He said, hey, I'm on my way. I said, okay, I'm going to text my wife just like I said. I text her. I said, he's on his way. She said, okay. And that was it. And then guy shows up at the house. We have an app on our phone because we have a teenage son where everybody knows where everybody is at all times. And I'm like, I click on the app. It's like, she's still at Aiden and Ollie. I click on the app. Like, she's still sitting there at Aiden and Ollie. I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you? We talked about this. Why aren't you? Why are you leaving me alone with the floor guy? So, I don't know. She got caught up at work. It happens, right?
It happens to the best of us. Yeah,
it happens to the best of us. Anyway, I'm glad Michigan's going well. I've seen the pictures. It looks peaceful and enjoyable.
Everything's good in pictures, Gary. Everything looks good in pictures.
Yeah. Don't tell me.
if ignore the COVID, you can't see the COVID in the pictures.
Hey, I guess speaking of COVID, I had the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi, on earlier. This guy.
Oh, did you? That's awesome. That was the best.
How good is that guy?
How was he on the radio?
He was good. He sounded like the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi. He sounded like exactly like you'd sound.
What got into him to start saying, you know, there's no freaking, we're not pulling down statues of Elvis. There is no Antifa. There's like, that must have rocked people's world when he starts telling people in Tupelo there is no Antifa. Like, what the hell?
Well, it's I said this to him because I believe it's true. Like, he and I are both lifelong Mississippians. We're around the same age. I mean, I think I'm 43. He's 44. And we've lived in the state all of our lives, but neither of us view the world through the eyes of a typical Mississippian. I mean, he's the first Democratic mayor of Tupelo in nearly three decades when he got elected back in 2013. And so when I was talking to him, I said, you must experience the same things I experienced, which is you jump on Facebook, and it's not just, like, I imagine, like, I'd only bring him up because I did a podcast with him earlier today. Matt Norlander lives in Connecticut. He was raised in the Northeast. He probably doesn't jump on Facebook and see his high school friends just posting nonsense, just absolute banana, like, arguing about whether COVID-19 is real or not. Like, arguing about whether it's smart to wear a mask or not. Like, Matt probably doesn't deal with that. I'm not joking. I get on Facebook, and I see people who I might see in person tomorrow. People whose our kids are friends. And they are posting the most ridiculous nonsense you've ever seen. Arguing about the dumbest stuff you've ever seen. And it's just like, it's one thing when you think it's just this crazy person in another world. But when it's somebody you actually know, like that you saw at Kroger the other day, it's a weird thing. And he acknowledged like it gets to him. Like he's like, I'm trying to do the smart thing based on science, based on numbers, based on what the doctors are telling us. And yet he has friends of his that he grew up with who think that COVID-19 is not a real thing. Wearing a mask is what weak people do, you sheep. Oh, Antifa's coming to tear down our Elvis statues. Like real people that he knows believe those things to be true, and I think he just reached a tipping point where he was like, you know what? I'm going to get it all out there. Because it starts out as, I've said from the start, we're going to trust our medical officials on COVID-19, and that's what they're doing. And the way I interpreted the rest of the post was like, and you know what? While I'm here, stop it. Stop it with your...
just sort of picked up steam. He didn't intend to go there.
Right.
He's like...
he's really good. I was anxious to talk to him because I imagine it must be stressful trying to be a progressive mayor in Mississippi, particularly in the city in which you grew up in, because a lot of people, you know, he played high school football. I promise you a lot of people he played high school football with don't agree with a single thing he's saying right now. And I know that, listen, all I do, I'm just a sports talk radio host, and I find it stressful sometimes expressing my honest feelings, but because I know some of the people listening like are the maniacs posting crazy stuff, nonsensical stuff on Facebook. Like I see that stuff, and I get stressed out by it sometimes. I can't imagine what it's like to actually be the mayor of Tupelo, Mississippi, trying to explain to people COVID is a real thing. You should wear a mask. The state flag needs to go. Nobody's taking your Elvis statue. Stop spreading propaganda. Like, because, like, most of the people who can vote for you might probably don't agree with you in Tupelo, Mississippi. Like, he might have a great chance to win an election in California, but trying to do it in Tupelo under these circumstances could get a little dicey.
Well, did you see Phil Fulmer over the weekend? Did you see his tweet? So Phil Fulmer tweeted. He tweeted, a lot of people ask me, are we going to have football in the fall? And it's simple. It's up to y'all whether we have football in the fall. And he just went on to say, wear a mask and whatever else. And like, Phil Fulmer is pretty popular in Tennessee now, particularly since the football team has stunk since he's been gone, right? Like, he's much more popular now than he was his last year of being the football coach in Tennessee.
Sure.
But he's a pretty popular dude now. Oh, man. Like, the responses to that thing, they're just calling him an idiot, you know? And then you have some guy post a picture of a screen fence, right? Like a fence, a chain link fence, and saying how this is going to protect him from COVID the same way a mask does, just as much good as a mask. And we're like, all the stuff, just all the stuff, one after another, after another, after another, after another. And you know, that's beloved Phil Fulmer trying to tell people, hey, yo, you want football? Maybe you should be a little more respectful of the rules here. And they're just like double bird. You know,
I actually could understand it to some degree. Like, I was having a conversation with one of my bosses, and he lives in New York, and he said, listen, I'm not usually sympathetic to those people, but like, I can understand how it might have been hard for people in the South to take seriously something that didn't impact them personally or their states in a big way before we decided to shut it all down. He's like, I can understand why. You know, if you believe certain things, you might believe that this thing is being overblown as well. And I said, yeah, I acknowledge that point. Like, I've had that conversation.
Right, if it's just something in New York, you used to hear all the time, we're not New York.
Right.
Right. And that, you can actually sort of get behind that. Yeah. All right. That's fine. They're having a tough time in New York. We ain't New York. Okay. What did he go on to say?
He said, but like, now, how can you argue against this stuff now? Like, the numbers are spiking. Like, I think in Mississippi, the positive tests are up 100% from where they were 2 weeks ago. Florida, the dumb governor was bragging about opening up early a few weeks ago. Now his numbers are through the roof. Like, I could understand. I mean, I didn't agree with it. I privately, I thought you were being silly. But I could understand how you might convince yourself, oh, COVID's not a real thing here. But it's now undeniably a real thing here. And to have people still pushing back on the idea that just put a mask on when you go to the grocery store, I can't understand that at all. Like, I will try to be as open-minded about all of this stuff as I can be. But if you are still at 5:21 on June 29, 2020, insisting that wearing a mask doesn't help, I got no time for you. You're just not a smart person.
Well, and you've also seen that the whole argument that we can't sacrifice our economy, we got to plow ahead, we can't close down our economy because of COVID, it's not a real choice, because you've seen it in Texas, right? They opened up faster, you know, earlier, the shortest stay-at-home order of any state, et cetera, because that's a state where the governor said, we're not going to close down our economy based on this silly little virus, right? Like, totally, this is an experiment, and we're not going to do this. We're not going to sacrifice our economy for this virus. And so they try to plow ahead, and the virus says, screw you, man. And so the next thing you know, you have to pull back, and you have to close your bars, and you have to, you know, whatever. It's a false choice. You can't have it. You can't have your economy if you've got COVID running rampant. I thought it was interesting, by the way, the governor of Florida, he didn't shut the bars. He just said you can't serve alcohol at the bars. Like, what the hell what exactly is the difference? You didn't close the bars. That's like saying, we're not going to eliminate football. You just can't use footballs. Like, if you all want to run around that stadium, fine, but you can't. It was an interesting approach. But, man, they are really like those states, Arizona, another one, of course, is really in trouble.
Yeah, I never seen a bar I wanted to go to. You can't get a drink at it.
Well, yeah, like, there's not a lot of point to that. But anyway.
Yeah, so, like, you know, whether it's Phil Fulmer's tweet or, you know, Mayor Shelton's Facebook post, like, the idea that people are still pushing back on that. Like, how about this? You want your restaurants open, you want your economy open, fine. How about we could maybe keep it mostly open
If you just wear a mask.
If you just wear a mask.
If you just wear a mask.
But okay, separate topic. Is the guy's name Leonard, the Germantown dude?
Is it Leonard? I think it is
Lloyd.
Lloyd. It's Lloyd.
Lloyd. Yeah. What's happened with Lloyd? What was up with Lloyd? What the hell was going on with Lloyd?
Oh, I say this as respectfully as I could say it, but I won't say what he is. I don't know the guy. I can tell you how he came across in that video, all right? I'm not speaking to Lloyd at all. I don't know who
he is. What was he coming? I presume most people have seen this video. This is Lloyd. He comes walking up to these protesters. What was his point? And then he said, turn off the camera.
Right.
Like,
I don't know.
What did he think he was going to do? Give him a piece of his mind? What was happening there?
I can't tell you what he thought. I can't tell you what he's like. What I can tell you is how he appeared in that video. And you know what he appeared like in that video? A drunk racist. That's the way he came across. As a drunk racist.
And you thought he was drunk?
I hope he was drunk. I hope you can't do that sober. I hope he was. For his sake, I hope he was drunk. Then maybe you can just chalk it up to, I had a few too many. You know, I'm stressed out. You know, times are tough. I had a few too many. Said some things I shouldn't have said. Like, for his sake, I hope he was drunk. Because if he's not, then that's just ugh. Hey, guy, like, what are you doing? Oh, so you come to my town? Like, what?
Yeah, my town. You're in Germantown. You from Germantown? It was really awful.
Really awful. I mean, next thing I know, everybody's got his home address on Twitter, God. And I'm like, man, are they going to? We gonna have a?
I think they protested it at Lloyd's house today.
Did they protest at Lloyd's house? Oh wow!
Yes.
Lloyd done got himself into a problem. Man, I just, I don't know, like what?
Let's look for positive news. It's a proud day for your state, Gary. You can stay in Mississippi.
Well, I was going to stay no matter what, I think.
With the new floors and all, right?
Yes. If we ever get them, we ever get them picked out. I can't make that decision on my own. I told you. Right. But yeah, yesterday was I don't want to say like I shed a tear. I didn't shed a tear, but I did think it was nice that finally, they have passed a bill to get rid of this flag, because I went and played golf yesterday morning. I had like a 20-minute drive, and I passed that flag three times. Three times. Not the Confederate flag, the Mississippi State flag.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You did, really?
Oh, yeah, I passed it three times. In fact, I noticed this, and I won't say the name of the place because I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. Not that they would even get in trouble. It was the state flag as of yesterday morning. But as you pulled into the golf course, it was flying high. It was like, it was there. And I pulled in there 3 weeks ago. I didn't even notice it. And so maybe it was just on my mind. But I passed it three times on my drive to the golf course yesterday. And the idea that I won't be passing anymore, that's a good day. It's a long time coming.
When's it actually coming down? Did it come down today? Did they come down today?
I believe I saw them pulling it down at the state capitol.
I think so.
Yeah, last night. And I don't know if the governor has signed the bill yet, but he is committed to signing it as opposed to vetoing it. And then it's not a thing like we have to wait till we get a new flag to get rid of this flag. The order of things is this flag's gone.
Right.
We just don't have a flag until November. And they'll put, you know, a flag on the ballot, and you'll vote, I dig it or I don't dig it. And then we'll either have a flag or we won't then. But as of the moment the governor puts pen to paper, if that's still how they do such things, Mississippi just will not have a state flag, and that state flag should not be flying in any sort of official capacity.
No, it's going to be like when they got rid of Colonel Reb. If you don't like the new flag, you don't get to have the old flag back. If you get rid of Colonel Reb, you get the black bear or the land shark, but you don't get Colonel Reb. You don't get to have the old flag back. And so I imagine if they come up with a perfectly respectable flag, they'll just vote for that flag, and away they go. It's still amazing to me that in the end, I think there were 23 people maybe who voted to keep the flag. Can you imagine that being part of your legacy? That, like, when everyone acknowledges it's time, right? When the football teams all acknowledge it, and the NCAA has pressure on you, and Conference USA won't even play in your state, and every single big business is, you know, saying we can't operate like this, and you're still one of the people who's going to say, yeah, no, I would hate that to be part of my legacy if I was one of the last people to vote against that change. It is funny how it happens, though, because at the time last week, when we first started talking about this, and obviously the running back from Mississippi State had indicated that he wasn't going to play, we were like, okay, he's going to have to transfer because procedurally it was going to be so difficult to get this done. But it just goes to show how change happens. You know, if things had changed sufficiently on enough grounds that they figured out a way to do it. And I do know, you didn't shed a tear, but I do know there are people who did. Like, this has been a long fight for a lot of people, and I think it's a good day for Mississippi.
Yeah, I was wrong on this, because you asked me last Tuesday morning, do I think the flag will be changed in time for football season because of Kylan Hill's tweet, and I said, I don't think the flag's going to be changed by then, so the young man's like going to find himself having to make some really, you know, tough choices. And instead, he finds himself as hero might be too strong of a word, but he...
No, I think pretty close.
Yeah.
Certainly.
I mean, his name is going to be...
He's the most visible dude who did it, right? Like, before we knew how this was going to turn out, he said, I'm not playing football under that flag again. And my God, he doesn't have to. Like, even if he wanted to transfer now, I wouldn't. Even if his whole idea was, I got to transfer.
Right.
You know, he's got to come back and, like, be the guy who did this. You know, like, this is a proud day for him.
Oh, that's, like, actually part of your legacy. Like, that's the type of thing that can get something named after you on campus someday, you know?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
There was some proposal, and proposal might not be the right word, but it has the same effect, to name the bill after him. The bill to change to bring down the state flag with the Confederate emblem, to name it after Kylan Hill, and I believe it was tabled. But like, you know, like that's part of his legacy. So that, you know, I don't know how many touchdowns he's going to score this season. I don't even know how well of a season we're going to have. But that young man, before he ever steps on a football field for his next season of competition, has made a real national name for himself. He played I don't think he's the thing that got this done, but he's a part of the things that got this done, and that's meaningful.
Yeah, I don't know how much impact he actually, if you were to quantify it.
Right.
Like, it was obviously a whole bunch of things. But I don't think there's anyone more visible or more associated with it. I mean, let's be honest. When Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin come out in favor of it, well, I mean, that's great, but it's in their self-interest to come out in favor of changing the flag, right? Because they got to recruit African-American kids to their campuses. So it's great and whatever else, and they did it, and I'm glad they did it. But Kylan Hill, like, that was kind of a risky thing he did. I don't think anyone took as public a risk and is as visible in terms of being associated with this, and certainly any more so than Kylan Hill.
No,
symbolically, he meant a lot.
Symbolically, he meant a lot. Because if I would have been advising him, I would have said, you know, like, you realize you're really putting yourself in a corner here. Maybe make your views clear, but you don't have to, you know, make a...
Just say, I don't want to play under that flag again.
Right.
Or something. Don't say, I won't ever. Like, yeah, that's kind of... You know, you're going to end up playing for Iowa next year if you hold to that.
Right. And so, like, yeah, I mean, he deserves some credit. Again, I don't know that that's what led to the tipping point, but it was another thing in a list of things that brought a lot of attention, unwanted attention for the state of Mississippi on this specific issue. And I do think it's the reason, or at least one of the reasons, that flag is, you know, no longer going to represent the state of Mississippi, which, again, was a long time coming. Before I get you out of here, the Grizzlies schedule was announced on Friday night. 8 games. They're going to play the Blazers, Spurs, Pelicans, Jazz, Thunder, Raptors, Celtics, and Bucks. And though we don't know what the Bucks roster will look like in that regular season finale, the truth is, on paper right now, they will be underdogs in every game except for the Spurs game. How optimistic are you that they can do enough to hang on to the 8th spot in the West?
I think if you gave me $10,000, if I name the team that will be playing the Lakers for the 8th spot, I think they're the favorite. I still think they're the favorite. I guess New Orleans would be the other, right? They're the one, because New Orleans has an easier schedule. Zion's supposedly in great shape, and New Orleans, even if they get to the play-in game and the Grizzlies only have to beat them one out of two, you know, winning two games isn't that tough, right? I mean, New Orleans won the last two. They played the Grizzlies. They were very different games for one reason or another. But I think they're the favorite. They should absolutely be in one of the play-in games when he's got a 3.5 game cushion. They should be the 8 seed going into that play-in game, which means they have to win one of two games. The other team's going to have to win both games. So I think, you know, and in terms of who's going to be the favorite, we have no idea what any of these teams are going to look like coming out of this break, right? We have no idea who's going to be playing well together, who's going to be playing poorly together, who's going to be in shape, who's going to be out of shape. So give me the 3.5 game lead and the leg up as you go into a very uncertain time when we don't know what any team's going to look like. I think they are the favorite to be the team, very marginally, but are the favorite to be the team to play the Lakers. Don't you?
Yes. I don't think it's, like, overwhelming.
No.
But yeah, I mean, statistically speaking, the most likely scenario is that they are the 8th seed, and then they end up playing the Lakers in the first round. But I could totally see a situation where Pelicans beat them again on August 3rd. Now the Pelicans are the 9. You're the 8, and that just seems like a bad matchup for you. I could see the Pelicans beating them twice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think in each of those games, the Pelicans would be depending on – we won't know what's going to happen in the 8 games between now and then, right? But let's stipulate we're going to end up with Grizzlies against the Pelicans in those play-in games. Whatever happens between now and then will shape what the odds are in those two games. But right now, you would assume – that the Pelicans would be favored in each of those two games, but but if you look at it in advance, the Grizzlies would be favored to win one of those two games, right? And you can certainly lose two games to the Pelicans. What is more interesting to me is all these damn games are going to happen in the afternoon, so you get your work off. Have you thought of that, GP?
Have I thought about it? I thought about it the second I saw the schedule. I was like, that's a day off.
Oh, yeah.
That's a day off. That's a day off.
That's a day off. How many of them are going to conflict with your show? Do you really, have you figured out how many are going to conflict with your show?
1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 of them. At least 5 of the 8.
So there's no show on 5 of those nights?
I would assume, again, like we got higher ups that got to make these decisions. It ain't on me. I don't know what we're doing. But assuming Grizzlies games are on 92.9, I would assume I've got no show for the Blazers game because that game tips at 3, which means 3:05, which means it's not over till after 5. You got a post game show. I'm just out. I ain't coming in here just to do dinner to go. You know? So I would assume I'm
we'll let Eric do dinner to go.
Yeah, Eric can handle that. He knows how to do it. So I would assume I'm out on that Friday. I'm out for the Pelicans game. It starts at 4:30. I mean, I guess I could do a 30-minute pregame, or we could just let Eric handle that too.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. And then Wednesday at 1:30, I imagine I gotta come to work that day. Probably.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Then to get the Thunder on a Friday at 3:00. That probably puts me back. I'm just going to call that a 3-day weekend. And then we got Tuesday, August 11th, to get the Celtics. That's a 5:30 tip. So I might come in for a minute, but I ain't got to be here that long. I'm not going to lie. I noticed it.
I wish they had some of those breakfast in Orlando games. Right, exactly. I think it's going to be fun, actually, though. I'm looking forward to the afternoon games. I think those will be a blast.
Again, I'm looking forward to it. Now we just got to make sure. We got to make sure it happens. We got to make sure it happens. All right, get back to whatever you do in Michigan. I'll see you later. That's Jeff Calkins. Bye-bye. Yeah, Bennett?
Oh, I'm fired up.
You got fired up?
It's going to be a little dangerous, too, those late afternoon games, like on a Friday for us. Oof.
You think that why that's early?
I got to slow down.
You got to pace you. You got to learn to pace yourself.
Yeah, when it's not a home game, I like to enjoy a beverage and watch the Grizzlies.
I'm a professional pacer at this point in my life. I'm really good at pacing.
The problem is when the games get intense, I tend to just, go a little faster. It's got to slow down.
I hold off.
Yeah.
I hold off. You got to change your drinking habits.
Yeah.
Like maybe you drink something a little less potent earlier in the day. Like maybe you don't go full liquor cabinet middle of the day. You just sip a light beer or something.
Yeah.
You know, just like a little sippy sip and then a little sippy sip. And then when you're ready to turn up.
New Amsterdam later. Yeah. Although beer before liquor, that's not a good.
I don't believe that. I've never really.
As long as you're
that.
Pacing.
My truth is that if you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick.
Yeah.
The order of things doesn't really matter that much.
I think that's accurate.
If you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. Got to pace yourself a little bit, Bennett. Yeah. Be back in a second.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929. 800-885-2929.
Join Meghan Trainor on Tuesday, June 30th, live on Facebook for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. Our generation is powerful. We need to come together to create a future that we want to live in. Filling out your 2020 Census is the one thing we can do to shape our future. Take the Census now. Come on, everyone. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Meghan live on her Facebook at Meghan Trainor Songs on June 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific with superstars Cam Jordan of The Saints and Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business. One of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Get My Perks has a sweet deal for you today. $30 of delicious treats at Nothing Bundt Cakes for only $20. So get yours before they're gone at getmyperks.com.
Stay informed on the latest news, political and election coverage, and business and financial updates with Radio.com. On your phone, smart speakers, and more. Radio.com gives you live local news, keeping you updated on the latest guidelines and reopening plans in your community. Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Listen to the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
If you're a manufacturing professional or looking for a career in manufacturing and want to work for a great company with great benefits and a competitive wage in Memphis, apply today online at BryceCorp.com. That's BryceCorp.com. Bryce Corporation is accepting applications for second shift machine operators and assistants. Your benefits include, but are not limited to, medical, dental, vision, and retirement. Don't wait. Apply now at BryceCorp.com. That's BryceCorp.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, go. Fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, man.
This is what we thankful.
This is what we think.
It's hot outside. You're like me and hanging out by the pool, just kicking it in the yard, maybe playing 18 holes. You're going to be outside. You might want to have a nice drink. And New Amsterdam Vodka is great for making summertime drinks. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filter 3 times to create a soft finish. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
So smooth you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. And it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. I told you. They got an 80-proof New Amsterdam Vodka. They also have a 100-proof New Amsterdam Vodka. And if you're into flavored vodkas, they offer a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, they also have a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name. Next time you're in a bar,
or a restaurant or a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com. Real quick, before we get to dinner to go, interesting baseball developments today. I don't know if you've seen this, but there are players actually opting out of this 60-game season. And two of them are important players for the reigning World Series champion, Washington Nationals. First baseman Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross, the starting pitcher, are both opting out of the 2020 season for the, quote, personal health and safety of themselves and their loved ones, the Nationals announced earlier today. So we've seen some prominent basketball players opt out of restarting the season at Disney World, Avery Bradley, for the Lakers being among them. And I'll be honest, like, and I judge nobody on this. Like, I actually admire, in some ways, somebody like Avery Bradley. You know, it's very easy to talk about family first. It's much harder for people to do it, particularly when, you know, you're a rotation player for the favorite to win the title. Yep. That's what Avery Bradley is. And he announced that, you know, he's got a young son with respiratory issues, and he just doesn't want to put anybody at risk. So he's actually giving up the opportunity to win a world title, you know, for the health of his family. And I know that there was some pushback on that from some places. I saw Doug Gottlieb, oddly, was criticizing him about it. I just don't know how you criticize a man for that, for actually putting his young child first, to actually saying out loud what you say you want people to be anyway, which is to put their family above everything else. Like, how many of us actually do it? I'm not sure. Avery Bradley, like, this is a pretty grand example of putting your family first, sacrificing money and an opportunity to win a world championship because you don't want to put yourself and your family, more specifically your family, at risk. So that's an interesting development. And now here we've got multiple players on the Washington Nationals announcing that they are not going to play baseball this season. So not everybody in this country is taking this seriously, as you know. But Avery Bradley is, Ryan Zimmerman is, Joe Ross is, and Mike Leake, also starting pitcher, used to be with the Cardinals, now he's with the Diamondbacks. He announced today he's opting out of the season as well. He's not going to pitch, and that's somebody who's got a big, big salary. So he's leaving, like, real money on the table, but just decided it is not worth it. And so I believe the drop-dead date, for lack of a better phrase, and perhaps I could have come up with a better one if I'd have thought about it, for basketball players to opt out is July 1st. Baseball players have a little more time, but it's starting to happen. Baseball players saying, you know what? I just don't think it's worth it. Be back with dinner to go.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish, and I'm encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's that? Here's what it is. It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and let the record show that lower-than-normal rates are available right now, which is obviously great because if this whole pandemic has taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you got a local doctor, you got a local dentist, you have a local attorney, you need your own personal local insurance agent too. So get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They got two offices in the Memphis area. One's in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington, and you can reach Elizabeth Rook Insurance by phone by calling 901-867-SAVE. Like I said, local company, 901-867-7283. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners,
No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
It all starts with just one thing. Make your pet more green. Buy organic pet food, seek out kitty litter made with natural materials, and clean up after your pet using certified green products. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
The Summer Clearance Event is here at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shop thousands of items and get up to 50% off your favorite brands in-store and online. Get your summer fun on at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Event excludes firearms and ammo. Shop now while supplies last.
My City Rides allows you to lease to own a brand new motor scooter to get where you need to go. And they provide training with their scooter school. We're talking with rider Mike Davis. Mike, did you already know how to ride?
I had never driven a motorcycle before My City Rides.
Tell us a little bit about Scooter School.
Scooter School largely consisted of two parts. One part was a classroom format that focused on laws, safety, and equipment. The second part was actual on-scooter training in an empty nearby parking lot.
Were you scared at all?
I was terrified I would wreck the training scooter.
So how did it go?
So they didn't push us to do any of the exercises until we were ready. We started off slow. First was balancing, then riding in a straight line, then turning one way, then another. Towards the end, we worked on emergency techniques such as fast braking.
So what would you tell someone who is considering the My City Rides program?
If you're thinking about it, don't wait. It's almost impossible to find more reliable and more fun transportation for $90 a month. It's a lot of fun. It's also cheap.
Thanks, Mike. To find out more, visit MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree. When the love's gone and the hate's there, better watch out, cause it's cake fear. Your family ain't your family, and your legacy is just a name there. In your mother's eyes, it's a blank stare.
July 4th is this weekend. You know what that means, Bennett? Fireworks!
Mm-hmm.
You gotta get fireworks, otherwise are you even American? Boom City Fireworks is the place to go. They got two locations. One is on 3rd Street South. The other, this is the one I frequent every single year. Get Well at State Line Road. It's at the corner of Get Well, State Line Road. They have the Mid-South's largest fireworks selection. Open daily from 8 a.m. to midnight. So you can go early in the morning. You can go late at night. And here's the great thing about Boom City Fireworks. You're not out in the heat. You're inside, air conditioning. You can shop without sweating. Can't emphasize that enough. You can shop without sweating. That Get Well, State Line Road location, again, is the one I go to every single year. A few years ago, I thought I was showing out in front of my kids. I had a big basket full, right? Boys were impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who I bumped into?
Who?
Also shopping for his children.
Mm.
Former University of Memphis star Sean Williams.
Oh!
And he was making them NBA paychecks at the time.
Oh, yeah. He got those big cannons.
Oh, boy. He put me to shame. My boys were looking at me like I was, well, just less of a fireworks purchaser than Sean Williams. So, my point is, that's the place to go. They got every single thing you could possibly want. Sparklers, Roman candles, firecrackers, assortments, reloadables, rockets. Boom City Fireworks. Two locations. One at 3rd Street South. The other, the corner of Get Well, State Line Road. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but the most enjoyable part of the show, for me at least, was talking to Tupelo Mayor Jason Shelton, who went viral this weekend because he just had enough with his citizens in Mississippi spreading nonsense about state flag, COVID-19, or any of the other things we're talking about in this country right now. And it comes when we are really in some critical moments about how we're going to be able to play baseball, how we're going to be able to play football. But more importantly, I think, how, like, are our kids going to go to school? Like, a few months ago, I guess a month ago, 2 months ago, I just assumed my kids are going to be back in school.
Right.
I was just like, well, I'm looking forward to August. They'll be back in school. That is no longer
That ain't on the table.
I mean, it's on the table. It is, it's not guaranteed.
No.
On that note, breaking news out of Arizona. You know, they opened early. They were real proud of themselves. Opened up movie theaters, gyms, water parks, everything. Well, guess what they're doing? Effective immediately.
Shutting it all back down.
Bars, water parks, theaters. And they have delayed the start of schools until August 17th. So now they're saying we have to get this under control or our kids can't go to school. Meantime, in Mississippi, we're spiking. Florida, spiking. Tennessee, going the wrong way. And so, I get tired of talking about it. But every single day, I see people not taking this as seriously as they should. I don't understand why anymore. Like I talked about earlier, I could understand once upon a time when these numbers were only bad in certain parts of the country and they weren't bad here. But they're getting bad here. And people largely don't seem to be changing their habits. And if they continue to get bad, it's going to impact all of our lives in incredible ways. Forget about, I want to watch Ole Miss play football this fall. Like, that'll be the least of your worries. Like, do you want your kids to go to school? I do. I'm so sick of having my kids at home. I want my kids in school, but if we keep going the wrong direction, they're already delaying school in Arizona. And you got to assume that's not going to be the only state to do that. And you can delay, and that's what you should do. But at some point, you just say, well, we can't be in school. Not under these circumstances. If things don't get better, so I say this as respectfully as I could possibly say it. Please, whatever your part is, do your part. Because if you don't, and we don't as a community, we are not going to be in a position to do any of the things we want to do until we have a vaccine. And given that nobody really expects a vaccine any earlier than late this year, early next year, and that's like a best case scenario, if we don't do our part, we're going to have several more months of inconvenient, grossly inconvenient living, and surely you know by now, there's just nothing fun about that.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We ain't got no games.
What should I watch on TV?
Eddie, a new documentary on Hall of Fame basketball coach Eddie Sutton debuts tonight. It's the story of Eddie Sutton, a story that details his 800 wins at Creighton, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Oklahoma State, and explores issues of substance abuse, father-son relationships, and perseverance. So I haven't read any reviews of it, but I always found Eddie Sutton to be a pretty interesting guy. And so that's at 8 o'clock tonight on ESPN if you're interested in that. Late Night Circuit, I think everybody is reruns Late Night Circuit mm-hmm. because, you know, you just take a four-day week and turn it into a no-day week.
Yeah.
Given that it leads into a holiday. But if you want to watch old late night shows, Mark Ruffalo's on Jimmy Kimmel. Kate Hudson's on Jimmy Fallon. Cory Booker is on Stephen Colbert. John Oliver is on Seth Meyers. Brandi Clark is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
We talked a little bit about Amani Bates announcing today that he's going to commit to Michigan State University. He is widely considered to be the best high school basketball prospect since LeBron James. If you want to read more about him, my colleague Matt Norlander at CBS Sports penned a column earlier this afternoon. So go check that out, cbssports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
I'm not real sure. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I'll be on the Jeff Calkins Show. Who's hosting? Drew Hill again?
Yes.
Drew Hill will be hosting, so I'm looking forward to talking to him around 9:25, 9:30, whenever he gets to me. As always, in this pandemic, more so than I think any other time for an afternoon drive show, things happen day of.
Yeah.
That you'll be talking about. Usually you could be pretty reliant on the idea that whatever show you were going to do at 10 a.m., you could still just about do at 4 p.m. That's not really the case anymore. So what are we going to do? Same thing we always do. Wake up tomorrow, take a fresh look at things, and then talk about it for 2 hours. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Put your mask on. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN. Only one Mid-South radio station offers rewind. Rewind. Never miss a moment. Like a DVR for radio. Rewind. Just use 92.9 FM ESPN on the free radio.com app or online at 92.9ESPN.com. Never miss a moment with 92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin, and July 4th is coming up. It's America's birthday. It's my birthday. Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go, Boom City Fireworks. They've got the largest selection and biggest discounts of fireworks in the entire Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 12 midnight. Monster Reload Notables are 25% off, and power candles are only $3.97. So get on out, head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone is one of the big reasons I've been able to keep my 2006 Mazda on the road so long. With more than 5,700 locations, they've helped me with everything from battery changes to replacing my brake pads. And with their same-day pickup, you can order online and get what you need in store or curbside.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.